Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing a pleasant breeze, while Jerusalem remains calm. In Haifa, the night air is cooler, inviting a peaceful end to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, Trump's ceasefire has eroded operational freedom, with lessons from October 7 appearing forgotten. The IDF remains at the front line in Lebanon, yet Israel refrains from attacks despite threats from Hezbollah. Also, Mariv reports just now that Kiryat Shmona is on edge, as hundreds protest in Jerusalem. They're demanding the dismantling of Hezbollah and better protection for the north. Also, this hour, Israel Hayom informs us of a panic in Europe where rat poison was found in baby food. A jar of puree from Hip contained the poison, and police suspect foul play. Separately, JNS confirms earlier today that Hezbollah killed a UNIFIL peacekeeper in Lebanon. The terrorist organization is accused of exploiting the ceasefire for terror activities. And finally, Ynet reports that Witkoff and Kushner are heading to Pakistan as Trump warns Iran. Trump threatens severe repercussions if Tehran rejects the deal, accusing Iran of ceasefire violations. Reaction has been swift on social media. A travel enthusiast, Ella Travels Love, posted just minutes ago urging the world to share awareness. Political commentator Benedict Spence, writing just now, expressed shock at the rapid deterioration of peace in Britain. Meanwhile, Middle East underscore 24, a regional news account, shared Lebanese forces leader Samir Jaeger's criticism of Hezbollah. He emphasized the threat their weapons pose amid potential Lebanese-Israeli negotiations. Let's go deeper, starting with Israel Hayom's report on Trump's ceasefire. The presence of the IDF in Lebanon hasn't deterred Hezbollah's activities. Critics argue that Israel's current restraint might embolden Hezbollah, impacting regional stability. Turning to the protests in Jerusalem, Mariv highlights the urgency expressed by Kiryat Shmona residents. Their calls for dismantling Hezbollah underscore rising tensions in northern Israel, emphasizing the community's fear of escalation. Meanwhile, the discovery of poison in Hip baby food, reported by Israel Hayom, has set off alarms across Europe. Authorities are investigating potential sabotage, which threatens consumer trust and safety. In earlier reporting by JNS, the killing of a UNIFIL peacekeeper by Hezbollah marks a dangerous escalation. The attack jeopardizes international peace efforts and could strain Lebanon's relations with global stakeholders. Finally, Ynet's article on diplomatic maneuvers by U.S. envoys highlights the fragile state of U.S.-Iran relations. Trump's stern warning to Iran might influence upcoming negotiations, with significant implications for regional diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Phoenix and America Israel have launched a major real estate project in Tel Aviv. Projected sales are set to reach 4.4 billion shekels, indicating strong market demand. Separately, Globes brings news of revolutionary EV charging technology from BYD coming to Israel. This innovation promises to significantly reduce charging times, bolstering electric vehicle adoption, and finally, Mariv Business cautions against common pitfalls in overseas real estate investments. Shagai Rosen of Noah's Ark advises Israelis to be wary of seemingly attractive deals, especially in Cyprus. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.